You are now listening to Virgo Chronicles with Shauna J.
Hey everybody, welcome back to VC. So as you can see from the title, this is the happy hour segment. I want to start doing happy hour maybe once or twice each season. It depends on how you guys respond to it, because I'm starting to understand what you guys really want to hear from me. So it depends on how you guys respond to it, but I really encourage everyone to be drinking something when they listen to this episode. If you don't drink, be smoking something. And if you don't do either one, just have high energy. But yeah, I'm here, I'm drinking. And what these happy hour episodes will be about is just everything. Like, it's not any one given topic. I'm just going to talk about everything. And I kind of felt like the last two episodes they had more of a serious tone. And I just wanted this episode to be more light. But to be honest with you guys, I've been in such a bad place these past couple of weeks. And it's been hard. It's been hard. Your girl has been very emotional. I've been crying a lot. I've always been sort of a loner, but I've been really keeping to myself. And that's always the sign for me that I'm going through something, when I start to isolate myself and not want to like hang out with anybody or see anybody. That's when I know I'm going through it. It's just like, whew, 2020 really kicked my ass. It kicked my ass, like so many things. You know that show, A Series of Unfortunate Events? That's what these past couple of weeks have been like for me. But when I woke up today, even though I was down, I was like, listen, do what you have to do. Get yourself out of this funk and be optimistic, because I truly am optimistic about 2021. I know it's not guaranteed that everything is just going to automatically, all of our troubles are not automatically just going to vanish for 2021, but I'm optimistic. Like, you know, I'm still so proud of myself for even starting my podcast in 2020, because it is a lot for me. There's other things that I wanted to do, and I felt like, okay, the podcast is like the first step for me, just to see how people respond to me and to see, you know, like the change in my comfortability levels. So yeah, I'm optimistic about 2021. Oh, I'm smacking my mouth. I'm probably smacking my mouth. And I try my best not to do that, but I'm drunk. So it is what it is. I'm amped up right now. You want to know why? Because one of my listeners left me a review, my little one Apple Podcast review. She left me a review and she said that I'm her friend in her head. So guess what? Now I feel like I got to really talk to y'all like y'all my friends, because she gassed me up. So you guys know it's December 21st, and what they've been saying about December 21st all this time, they say your girl is about to inherit some superpowers. Now, I don't know. That sounds a little shifty to me. I think that's kind of crazy. But if y'all going to give me a superpower, give me teleportation. Because I got so many places I need to go. So many things I want to do. And to be honest, I feel like if you can teleport, then you're automatically rich. Like, there's nothing that anyone can stop you from doing. For example, if I can teleport, I can rob a bank. Who's going to know it was me? I teleported. I was in the vault and then I wasn't. Exactly. Who's going to test me? I can do anything. I used to want the power of invisibility, but I really thought about myself, and that's just not something that I should have, because I got a couple of screws loose. I'm a little 730. I don't know if everybody knows what the term 730 means. I think that maybe that's a New York thing, but what that means is that I'm just kind of crazy. And if I had the ability to be invisible, oh man, I don't even want to tell y'all what I would do, because that's so embarrassing. Like, I probably would be walking around. I probably would be walking around like in dudes' cars, like sitting in their cars, and they don't know I'm sitting in the car in their room. Like, I'm just crazy. Just to see what's going on. Why would I do that? Who knows? Because I'm single. So technically, why am I doing that? But I don't care. It's okay to be toxic sometimes. Accept your flaws and work on it. But yeah, oh, and you know what else I think is good? I would want the power to build a man. Yeah, I think that's pretty lit. I would build a man. I always said I wish I could just build my own man, just made special for me. And like my idea of what I want, it has changed dramatically within the past year. So I would build me a man. I would. That's the ultimate flex right there. I used to always try to like date based on, like, you know how sometimes you have preferences, but you'll date anybody because it's like love is love. I used to try to date exactly what I wanted in my mind. Like, that's exactly what I was going for. And I would not bend on that until, let me tell you something. I dated this guy. Ooh, this is a little mini story time real quick. So I dated this guy. Y'all know me. I used to be real into the dating apps. So we were talking. It was so, like, I used to get so flustered every time we talked. Like, I was overwhelmed by him because he talked such a good one. He was so intelligent. And, like, I'm used to, for the most part, I feel like usually when I talk to guys, I'm the one who's more of the intellect. I'm the one who's keeping up with the conversation. That's my thing. I'm used to that. But he was just so intelligent and just telling me all of the things that he was interested in. I was intrigued by him. And so we finally was like, all right, let's go on our little first date. So we went to a museum and he just knew so much about the artifacts. And oh my God, it was such a turn on. Like, I loved it. I love shit like that. And I never had it before. So I loved it. So that was, so we went on that date. And then did we even go on another date? I don't even know. But I know that he came to my house a few times. We never did anything. He came to my house a few times. And then he kind of started falling off. And I feel like we started falling off because I didn't give him none. Like, I can vividly remember the very last time that he was at my house. And he ended up spending the night. But we didn't do anything. And I think that that kind of shifted the vibe between the two of us. I think he felt like, bitch, I done seen you a couple of times now. Come on. But I didn't think, you know what I mean? Like, I was serious about it. So I was just, you know, I was chilling. So one day, he's like venting to me about just everything. These are things that he had never told me before. It never came up. Like, he started venting to me about how he lost his job, about how he didn't have anywhere stable to live. He told me that he did not have his citizenship. And he told me, it was something else he told me. And I was like, this nigga here. Wow, like, you really laying it all down now, aren't you? But this was the part that, well, the whole thing got me, but so as we're talking, I'm like, what you doing right now? He like, oh, I'm laying down. Like, I'm about to go to sleep. I'm laying down. I'm like, you sound like you driving. He like, nah, I'm in a bed. But I'm literally hearing the sound effects of someone who is in a car on the road. Like, actually, I think he was in a truck because he had like this, it was like an on and off job. It was like someone he knew owned the construction company, but he wasn't getting compensated for it. But he did have a truck that would have like the materials and things in it. So I'm hearing like the jangling movement of the materials in the back of the truck. I'm like, you sure you're in the bed? He like, yeah, I'm in the bed. I'm about to go to sleep. And like, I can literally hear him, like, wherever he was going, he pulled up to the destination. And then he like, oh, I'm so tired. I'm going to call you back. And you know what? I was just done from there. Like, I was just so done. Now, keep in mind, this guy who claimed he doesn't have citizenship, he doesn't have a job, he doesn't have a stable place to live, none of that stuff, fly as fuck. Fly. Like, he was so fly. He was just, like, he was everything that I wanted physically. So, you know what? If you're going to give me any power, I would like teleportation. That's my first power that I would want. But if I can't get the teleportation, I will take the build a nigga. I'll take that. Like, I hate to say it, but so many guys are just extremely difficult for no reason. And it's like, okay, I understand because I'm a difficult person. I'm super difficult. I know that. I actually kind of put my foot in my mouth just now because how dare I call anybody difficult when I'm so difficult? But my heart is so big and it's so willing to love if you allow me to do it. Like, I know so many guys and I question them, like, what has brought you to be this way? Nah, I'm this way because I never forget when I was in the seventh grade, Shirley had really hurt my feelings and broke my heart. Oh my God. Are you shitting me? Shirley? Y'all are like 30 now and y'all still tripping off a heartbreak from junior high school? And I can't make that up. There's a lot of people like that. Like, there's a lot of guys out there that got their heart broken when they was like 11 or 12 years old and they never let it go. And I'm like, come on. And then when I tell y'all need therapy, it's like, oh, no, I don't need no therapy. Well, if you still tripping off of Shirlene, then you need therapy. That's just on period. And like my little cousin is 12 years old. And I don't know, some way, somehow we were talking about marriage. And he was like, nah, that's a dub. I'm like, that's a dub? What are you talking about? He like, nah. He like, I got my heart broke. I'm done. He be singing Rod Wave. He be like, reeling his feeling. I'm like, oh my God. What is wrong with y'all? Like, y'all can't take anything. It's okay to get your feelings hurt. You understand what it feels like. And now you try again and you move forward and you know what not to do. You might not necessarily learn from it right away. But it's okay to get your feelings hurt. Trust me. I've been getting my feelings hurt for a long time now. Still standing. Just barely, but I'm still standing. So it's like, come on. And then sometimes I tell myself, like, yeah, I'm about to be a savage. That's it. I went through a phase where I had really convinced myself that I was a savage. But now that I'm older, I'm like, girl, be true to yourself. You know you want a boyfriend, a husband, a love. You know that's what you want. So stop faking like you out here living that life that you are really not living. I'm not. And sometimes I know I might come off, I guess it depends on the person, but sometimes I might come off cold or sometimes I might come off closed off, but I'm really not that, guys. Like, I'm not that. It's just that I'm so protective over myself because I know what I've been through. And even though I'm protective, like, I still give people a try. Like, I'll give it a shot, but it's just hard for me. I get really frustrated about it, to be honest. Like, I don't speak on it a lot, but I hate when people don't understand my intentions or the way how I am. Because you know how some people, you know how hurt people hurt people? I've done that before, but I learned from it very quickly. So it's not even that I'm that type of person. It's more so like I will just fade to the background so that in order for me to protect you. Like, I don't want to hurt you, so I'm not going to mess with you at all because I know how I can get. And when I say that, I just mean that I could like someone and they could like me and nothing could have gone wrong. And I would just automatically tell myself, like, you know what? I don't want to get myself in a situation that I am not mentally or emotionally ready for. So I'm going to withdraw myself from the situation. And that is my way of protecting you because I don't want to pretend like I'm ready for something that I know that I'm not ready for. You get what I mean? I hope that makes sense. Like, I'm not a cheater. I'm not like a person. I'm not like a sleazy girl. Like, I don't want to do anything that's going to make you go insane or drive you crazy or make you feel heartbroken the way that I've felt in the past. So instead of me doing that, I will just remove myself from the situation. But what I find is that when I remove myself from situations, that makes the person want me even more. And I'm like, y'all, come on. Like, I'm telling you, y'all want this because I could be a real problem and I'm trying not to be a problem. That's why I tend to be by myself. So that's just how I feel. And I realized that, like, not the majority, but a good amount of my listeners come from New York, but a good amount of my listeners are from Cali, which is crazy to me. A lot of my listeners are from Cali. I don't know what the guys are like out there, but in New York, and I can't speak for everybody because I know that not everyone is the same, but there's a lot of the guys that I've encountered have the same Well, I'm sorry, y'all. I got like all types of stuff coming up. Like I'm belching, like the alcohol like coming up a little bit. I almost threw up just now. I'm doing a lot right now. Let me sip my drink, actually. I haven't sipped in a couple of minutes because I've been talking. And if you have a drink, sip your drink too, because it's happy hour. That's good. But yeah. A lot of the guys that I've dated in New York had so many things in common. First of all, New York is a superficial ass state. Now, when I say this, matter of fact, not even a whole state, but if you live in Brooklyn, you live in Queens, I don't know too much about the Bronx, but if you live in just certain areas, you know how superficial New York is. Now, that was all good and cute, but like I'm older now, I don't care about that. Like, I really do not care about that. Like, your designer is not going to give me a great husband and a baby and a lifestyle. Like, I just don't care about that anymore. And it's so annoying because I feel like a lot of guys don't get that. Like, I don't care about that. Okay, you have money. You can do this. You can do that. You look this way. You take trips. What do you have to offer long term? How are you good for my mental? And I said to myself, maybe I need to look outside of New York. Maybe there's something that I'm not getting because I constantly date, similar men. Or even if they're not similar, I'm like, maybe it's the air in New York and I just need to get away from it because I am not finding what I'm looking for. I really want to go down south. My family's from down south and I really want to go down south because I just want to see what it's hitting for. Maybe there's some southern hospitality down there that I don't, I've never experienced, and I really need to experience it because I'm tired. I'm so tired. I'm tired. I'm drained. I hate dating. I hate, what's your favorite color? My favorite color is black. Oh yeah, I like black too. Let's play a game. Okay, pick a number. Okay, what's your biggest fear? Shut the fuck up. Oh my God, I'm so tired of that. Like, you have no idea. I'm so tired of that. Like, I just really want to relocate. And I've been talking about this. And I've been feeling like maybe all of the things that have been happening to me for these past couple of weeks are meant to be, are meant to happen because maybe I was too comfortable and this is the universe. Now, hear me out. Maybe this is the universe trying to tell me that I need to level up and I need to make these moves because if bad things don't happen, then I wouldn't be forced to make these moves. You get what I'm saying? Try to follow me here. So I've been thinking about that all day as I sat here and really thought about all of the things that have been making me feel so discouraged and so down about myself. I'm like, girl, everything happens for a reason. You know, you want to leave New York. Maybe this is just that extra push. Because I do honestly feel like I am highly favored, and I always tell people this, like I feel like I'm highly favored. I'm not super religious, which is another thing that I always tell people. I'm not super religious, but I'm definitely spiritual. I'm not super spiritual, but I'm spiritual enough to understand that I am highly favored, and I just think that there's so much more out there for me to see, but my fears and my insecurities always hinder me from reaching a certain level. So maybe I just got to go through these things so I can see the bigger picture on the other side. And I'm starting to just accept that. I'm going to try my best to not wallow in my sorrows all the time because when I tell you guys, I have been so sad. Like some of my friends know, like I just been so sad. Like all I've been doing, and I don't cry in front of people. I don't do none of that shit, but I'll like depending on how bad it is, I'll let you know. Like, yeah, I was crying all day. Like, I've been sad all day. Like, my friends know, and a lot of my friends, like my real friends, they know how I am. I really isolate myself a lot. Like, that has ruined friendships and relationships for me because I isolate myself. And I wish that more people would try to understand me, or I wish that there were more people that could vouch for me because they do the same thing. But that is literally my mechanism. When I'm feeling, sometimes I'll isolate myself for an entire day and I won't even know where the day went. Like, I won't watch TV, nothing. I won't talk on the phone. I won't sleep, but I just completely isolate myself for the whole day. That's why me going on social media cleanses is not that hard for me because I'm good at stuff like that. I really am. I really am. I feel like I don't trust anyone with me more than me. So it's just nothing. But yeah, and there's like, I'm in this group on Facebook. I don't remember if I brought this up the last time, but I'm in a group on Facebook called the Black Girl Healing House. And there's someone named Bree, and she does readings. When I tell you guys, every Sunday, if you follow me on Instagram, I always post her readings for Virgos every Sunday. It is, oh my God, it always coincides with exactly how I'm feeling and what I'm going through. And it's crazy. Like, I know a lot of people that feel like zodiacs and astrology is just bullshit. That's you. That's you. My zodiac and everything that they say about my zodiac is, it always aligns with me. And I think that's because some people have not fully grown to embody exactly what their astrology, like what their sign is, if that makes sense. You get what I mean? Like sometimes you have a little bit more growing to do to really be exactly what it says you are. But me, I am aligned. I am a Virgo to the T. That is why I felt comfortable enough to name my podcast Virgo Chronicles. If you want to know about who I am, look up Virgo and read the character traits. That is me to the T, the good, the bad. Like that is just who I am in totality. So yeah, so she always gives readings, and every week I'm like, wow, that shit is crazy. I don't know. I'm just feeling so enlightened, y'all. Like I've been reading up a lot on ascension, and I mean, you know, I don't know. I never want to be the kind of person that forces anything down anyone's throat. Like you have your beliefs, I have mine. That's completely fine. But I've just been reading up on it, and I'm like, it's so crazy. I feel like everything applies to my life. Like everything is just me, and it's like it's scary, but I'm so ready for it at the same time. I'm so ready for it. I remember one of my, I don't remember what friend it was though. Somebody, I don't remember who it was. Somebody sent, they reached out to me and they sent me an article about indigo children. And they were like, this is you. Like, this is definitely you. And I was like, it was so scary because everything did apply to me. Everything, like literally everything. Not everything, almost everything applied to me. And I was like, that's scary because let's say that most of these things or all of these things that people say about spirituality is true, then that would literally mean that, I feel drunk. I feel drunk. Anyway, that would literally mean that everything that I've been through to this day, and I've been through a lot of shit. Y'all know some of the shit I've been through and a lot of stuff y'all don't know anything about yet. And I don't know if I'll ever be willing to speak about it. I'm not sure yet. But that would mean that everything literally happened for a reason to get me to the place that I ultimately want to be. Like the place that I want to be goes far beyond me podcasting. And in my heart, I don't think that anyone understands that. I really don't. Like, I don't feel like anybody understands me enough to realize that. I feel like people have expectations of me that I don't want for myself. And I don't know. I'm gonna leave that alone because that's a whole nother, it was taking another route and I don't want it to go down there because that's not for everybody. Maybe I'll touch more on that another time as well. I feel like there's a lot of topics that I touch on that could become full-blown episodes, but like I said, this is a happy hour podcast, so it's gonna be a little bit all over the place, which is fine because I know you guys like when I like exploit myself and talk crazy and shit like that. There was something I said I wanted to talk about and I just can't remember. Oh my God, what was it? Like I try not to make every single podcast about men because there's more to life than men, even though they are a big part of my life, but there is more to life than men. But I'm thinking about them a lot right now because I'm lit. I'm thinking about them a lot right now. And after I'm done with this, I'm going to like watch Power to get my mind off of things. But messing around with Power, I'm still going to be thinking about it because Tariq getting older now. He legal. My best friend, she wrote me earlier like, Tariq legal. I'm like, girl, come on now with Tariq. What's his name? I forgot his real name. Michael Rainey. Is he real? But that's, do you know what this is? This is the product of being single in your own apartment and being young, I don't have no kids. I'm single. And I just be real bored. I don't have nothing. Like, when I tell you I don't have nothing, I'm going to say this and then I'm going to be done with it because I feel like this is too much. Like, I don't have anything. I used to have a buddy. No, let me not say buddy. Oh, my gosh. Shauna, please. Okay. I used to have a friend with benefits. And that lasted on and off for a couple of years. Oh, my God. It was so crazy. And we started off dating. That's the crazy thing. Like, we were dating each other. And that just didn't work out. So, we were friends with benefits. It was a real rocky road. We used to get into it a lot. You know what? We were not friends. I don't know what to call him because we weren't friends. We weren't buddies. We did not get along. We really didn't. And it would be rare. Like, out of the however many times we benefited one another, we didn't have too many times where we just genuinely got along. And it's, I promise y'all, it's not my fault. I swear it's not my fault. And if he's listening, it's not my fault. You know that was you. You had a little personality disorder or whatever the case may be. That was not me. But yeah, it was just a crazy situation. Was it very convenient? Absolutely. That was absolutely my 2-3 p.m. fresh off of the brunch mimosas, unlimited mimosas at Woodland. If you're from Brooklyn or whatever, New York, you know Woodland. That was absolutely my 2 p.m., 3 p.m. hit up. What you doing? About to go home. But it just didn't work out after a while because, I don't know, he started, like, tweaking a little bit. I don't know. You know what it was? I started to realize that that wasn't me. That's what it was, yeah. I started to realize that that wasn't for me because I would get emotional over stuff sometimes that I shouldn't have got emotional over about. It was just, ooh, I said over about, girl, put the cup down. Yeah, I started to get emotional over things that I really had no business getting in my feelings about. And there were times when he would do the same thing and it was just like, girl, we have an arrangement. So, yeah, but that was a very exciting time in my life. Like, even though I went through my, you know, different phases and my emotions about it, that was a very exciting time in my life. Like, that was like the most excitement I had ever had in my life, was having like a friend with benefits. And I'm just so bored now. And people don't believe me. Like, I literally be in my house chilling, freaking reading books, making podcasts. I be working. I be watching TV. Like, I'm really like a dweeb, and I'm okay with being a dweeb, but I would like to be a dweeb with somebody. Like, I want somebody to be a dweeb with me. Like, I like to freaking watch weird television shows and just chill out. I'm not even like a girl that want to go on dates all day. Like, I like to be in the house. It's nothing. You know what? I think I'm going to start ending this because I feel myself getting to a place. I feel myself getting to a level of, not toxicity. That's not the word I'm looking for. I feel like if I did a breathalyzer right now, it'd be real bad because I'm lit. So I just want to thank everybody for listening to this podcast. I don't know what it's going to sound like. I'm going to throw everything together. I'm not going to try to edit anything. I'm just going to let it be what it is. I hope it's entertaining. I want you guys to leave me messages. I'm not sure, but I feel like you can leave me messages on Anchor, but I think a lot of people listen to my podcast on Spotify and on Apple Music. I gotta figure Spotify out, y'all, because I said Apple Music, I meant Apple Podcast. I have Apple, so I went through a couple of back and forth messages with them so I could get ownership over my podcast, so now I can see, like, you know, everything I need to see. But I don't know about Spotify, but I really, 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 really want you guys to interact with me because I have so many listeners, but I don't know who you are. And that bothers me. Like, I want to talk. And I also, like, I put season one on YouTube, but I haven't promoted the channel at all. So it has like no views. I haven't promoted the channel at all. I don't know why. I'm just crazy like that. I'm weird. So there's that. But like you guys know, my name is Shauna J on everything, literally every platform. My name is Shauna J. If it's not Shauna J, it's because it was taken for some odd reason. But I don't know why anybody would have my name, because there's only me. But no, I need to go. I'm acting crazy. Bye, guys.